got some footage for commercial promo food to justify him selling out, and his silence was government cue. So they hired a director and controlled how he did the edits, and the corporate rock house artist is now the poet of PBS. Poet of PBS was just in it for himself. He took tunes from the folk, made money, and then sold out. He moved to his cousin's frat house near campus in the Midwest, then impersonated Woody Guthrie and added hip black lyrics. Then he hung out in the village and broadsides taught him to write protests. Artistic failure followed his creative moral.